Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily. A podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Don't know if you've been as gripped by page 3 idol in the Sun newspaper as I have been over the last few weeks. It's been going on for a while and you may have missed this today, but the winner has actually been crowned. And well done to Lacey Banghard, who is 18 from Bedford. She found out when she was at Yates's in Luton. What a brilliant place to be crowned page 3 idol. So congratulations. Have a good weekend, Lacey Banghard.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, this is Mills on Radio 1. Hope you're all right today. And it's Friday, yes. 1D is coming up at 5 o'clock, as per normal. And then after 6, a little tweak. Ready for the weekend. Formerly known as Floor Fillers. So it's a new year. So we've got a new name for the bit that happens on Fridays between 6 and 7. Loads of amazing dance tunes to get you ready for the weekend, which is why we've called it Ready for the Weekend. So new year, new name for our little feature between 6 and 7. It sounds exactly the same, but it's really good and will get you ready for the weekend. You know, it's like it's just a different name. And over the months, weeks even, days, you will get used to it. It's a bit like when they changed Oil of Ule to Oil of Ole. And I was going into Boots for months going, Oil of Ule, please. And they were like, what the hell are you talking about? I didn't know it was Ole. Same.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Al's been on the text saying, at last, another man who's admitted to using Oil of Ole. I don't actually, Al. It was just an example to ease the transition between Floor Fillers and Ready for the Weekend. Tonight at 6 on Radio 1.
Don't you use... Can I say what you use?
Hang on, tell me off air first. You can't say that on air.
I can.
No, you don't say that.
Why? You said it was the best thing.
It's meant for that, but it's not. You can use it on your face also.
And you were saying that it was really good for wrinkles.
Yeah, but it does say you can use it on your face.
Because my friend used it when apparently they recommend it when you have a tattoo.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
It's actually very good.
Yeah.
Don't say it though.
Scott Mills buys Piles cream. Did you just say that to me because I saw it in your bag and then you didn't want to admit to having piles? So you made up some comedy excuse about how it was good for wrinkles?
No. If I had piles, I would say it right here, right now.
Do you have piles?
No.
Okay.
Do I have wrinkles?
No.
There we are. Right, Kings of Leon coming up. Talking of that kind of thing, one of our friends... No, not piles.
Oh, right.
One of our friends who works upstairs has got another friend who is a boy, and he's 25, talking about, like, things that blokes don't readily admit to, right?
Mm.
And he's a real lad's lad, you know? Lots going out, having a couple of canes at the weekend. He's all good.
Is this your mate Chris?
No, but similar. And this guy, he's 25, and he likes reading Danielle Steele novels. Now, I thought they were off of Nans.
So did I.
I thought that was just, like, chick lit.
Yeah, but I thought it was for, like, the older lady.
Definitely.
There's, like, young chick lit, and I thought...
My nan used to read a load of Danielle Steele's. Not so much anymore, because she's dead. But when she was alive, she was all over Danielle Steele. And sometimes Jackie Collins.
The ones that come in, like, large print, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, Google it.
Cougarlet, yeah.
Yeah.
My nan wasn't a cougar.
Was she not?
No, really not.
Well.
I think she's just a bit too old.
You ran with her all the time, were you?
Oh, don't speak of my nan like that. She's not here to defend herself. She wasn't a cougar, all right.
How old's your granddad? Is there an age
84
gap?
Now.
And how much older is your nan? 20, 30 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she was 105.
That's good going.
Yeah, cougar. anyway, yeah, so Danielle Steele, is this common? Let's put this out there. Like, are there any other boys that will freely admit to doing things that, let's be honest, most 25-year-old lads would not do? He loves to sit down of an evening and thumb through a Danielle Steele.
Does he read it on, like, public transport as well?
Yeah, freely.
He doesn't care what...
I used to nick my mum's ones from her room back in the day just to try and flick through for the racy bits. But I never actually read a whole thing. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Andy off Bewdley has been on. He is 23 and reads Danielle Steele novels all the time. I might try and get into them. I just always had it down as something like... Even my mum wouldn't really read a Danielle Steele. It was more my nan.
Mm.
I'm going to try and buy one this weekend.
We should do that. I know we're only talking about reading Danielle Steele novels, but I do
this
like the
text... This has turned into a whole man-up thing now,
I do like the text from Tanky in Manchester who says, I like nothing better than hot baths with candles and a bit of Enya in the background, but I always have a beer to man it up a bit.
Yeah, of course, you got to, haven't you? Get a couple of cans on when you're listening to Enya with your candles and your bath.
Man up, Mills! Man up, Mills!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Right, talking about my mate. His mate is 25 and reads Danielle Steele novels, which I think it's fair to say is not the normal pursuit of a 25-year-old lad. Owen says different. Hi, Owen.
Hiya.
Where are you?
Hi, Scott.
Whereabouts
are
you?
In Carnarvon.
In Carnarvon? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
How can I help?
Yeah, well, when I was younger, well, not younger, I was a teenager, I was in hospital for a bit. And I had nothing with me, and this lady gave me a Danielle Steele book, so I just thought, whatever, and I read it.
How old were you then?
I thought, I was about 17.
Yeah.
And I thought it was quite good, so then I read a few more of them, and then I wrote to Danielle Steele saying, like, how good they were, and she wrote me a letter back, and in the letter she referred to me as a girl.
Oh, so she thought you were a girl because it was unusual for a 17-year-old lad, really, to read the novels of Danielle Steele.
I think so, yeah.
How old are you now?
24.
You still loving them?
I don't read them anymore.
Oh, you
don't?
Read
them anymore, no.
Oh, why
I'm
not?
I'm married now. I'm married.
Why does that stop you reading them? Because you're married?
Yeah, I kind of won't look good with the missus.
I don't see why not. Have you still got the letter?
Somewhere, yeah.
Amazing. That's so good.
And she signed a picture for me as well.
Oh, that's nice. Probably, I would never have a clue what she looked like, did you?
No.
Oh, nice picture, love. Could be anyone. All right,
yeah.
Send me a high five, please, by pressing 5 on your phone.
Okay, I'll try. I can't.
You can't?
It's a smartphone.
Hide keypad. See, I've just taught him a new function on this phone.
High five, I've done it.
Okay. That didn't work, but I'll send you one anyway. Look, bye!
Podcast.
Oh, Hayley from Hornchurch has been on. Scott, does your new bit, ready for the weekend between 6 and 7, formerly Floor Fillers, mean no R. Kelly closet saga tonight or a different time for it? Because I need to schedule my whole life and everything around it. Been enjoying it a lot, as have many people this week. Yeah, we didn't really think about this, but it's Friday, innit? So we'll be doing Wonder Years at 5 and then ready for the weekend, new name for Floor Fillers, between 6 and 7. So we ain't going to have time for it today. Sorry about that, fans of Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly. A lot of people, even internationally, have been following this saga on our podcast. We are going to do the next part Monday, and that'll be in the normal time. I like it, it's a normal time already. It's been on 4 days. Normal time, just after 6 p.m. on Monday night. That's when you'll get your next R. Kelly fix. And it just gets weirder. It's nearly 10 to 5. Also on the podcast this week, Timmy Trendy is back and made a call to one of the showbiz journalists off of the papers. It was Dean Piper from the Sunday Mirror. I think we can safely say the rumour that Timmy subtly dropped in will be in the paper on Sunday. Look out for it in the Sunday Mirror in Dean's column. Will be, won't it? Because what showbiz writers love is they love it when they hear a bit of juicy gossip that they shouldn't really have heard. And that's exactly what happened when Timmy phoned Dean off the Sunday Mirror. He really subtly dropped it into the conversation.
Just phoning up for a catch-up, Dean, darling, etc., etc., etc. Not really up to much myself, apart from being the royal wedding planner.
I bet you are. What are you going to dress up lovely young Kate in, then?
Dean, darling, I shouldn't have said that. You must not print that. You're not going to print that, are you, Dean?
I don't know. I mean, do you want to be printed? Because that's what happens when people call me. They usually want some sort of exposure.
No, I don't need any exposure, Dean, and I most certainly do not want you to print or tell everybody that I am the official wedding planner to the royals.
Okay.
Do not ever tell everybody that, okay? And under no circumstances, darling, must you use this quote, okay, darling?
All right, darling.
Especially on the front page tomorrow, darling. Do not use this quote. I, Timmy Trendy, am so very proud to be the official wedding planner to Billy and Katie in April. Ah! Dean, darling! Darling, Dean, no! No, my phone's just accidentally sent you two pictures, already cropped, that would have looked brilliant adjacent to this article. I can't believe it. I need a new handset. This is awful. This is entirely an error on Timmy's part, and under no circumstances should this be printed. You'll be respecting Timmy's privacy now, darling, won't you?
Go and have a little scrub down. I feel that things are getting a little bit dirty.
Everything else good with you, Dean, darling?
Everything's fabulous.
I might ring you again. I quite like talking to you.
Oh, my God. All right, you have fun, OK?
Much love to you and yours, Dean.
Mucho, mucho.
Mucho. Ciao, ciao. Speak to you soon, darling.
Bye.
That's Blake's going to be in the paper tomorrow, isn't it? Dean, you're not meant to still be there, darling. I feel you hung up. Dean,
the full Timmy Trendy call will be on the podcast. It's on the podcast now, in fact. Get it for free from the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, or wherever you normally get your podcast from. It's called the Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.